You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this on the evening of Christmas Day, the 25th of December, 2023. Glad you can join us here. This will come out tomorrow morning on Tuesday. So if it's your first time listening to Purple Project Podcast, appreciate you for finding us. We are free and available whenever we post content. We've been getting there. I'm almost about to say daily, but not yet. So if you've been following us throughout the semester or about to follow us into the year of 2024, Lord willing, appreciate you for your support throughout 2023, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, of course, myself here and out here in Manhattan, Kansas, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. You'll hear him on the final postcast of K-State football in 2023 later this week as K-State and NC State will meet in the Pop-Tarts Bowl down there in Orlando, Florida. Both teams are ranked, NC State 18th in the country, K-State just there, 25th in the country, and they're going to have a new OC. And that's where I'm going to just go in here real quick on this episode of Triple P Podcast. And that person is Connor Riley. I wasn't sure for a moment. I did get a notification during lunchtime today, actually, about the move. So K-State did make an announcement today, as I'm seeing recording this on Christmas night, that Connor Riley is going to be the interim calling the plays for K-State. And of course, if you have just jumping in and been in and out of K-State news due to the busy holiday season, of course, Colin Klein took the same position and going to the SEC, Texas A&M. So I do have that on the Purple Project Podcast feed. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. It's there, so you got to find it right there. But yeah, so Connor Riley, interesting. So Connor Riley's been the offensive line coach ever since Chris Klieman took the job here in Manhattan, Kansas, and this is going to be some new faces he's going to have to be working with or is working with right now. Of course, K-State football team is down in Orlando getting ready to take on NC State in Orlando on late Thursday afternoon. And some of these names, I'm just going to bounce around here like an Avery Johnson. We already know he's going to be QB1, and behind him, Jacob Knuth coming from Minnesota. Then you have, of course, DJ Giddens at the RB1 spot there, and it's going to be no Treshawn Ward. He did transfer portal a few weeks ago, so that's at least according to the tip chart I'm looking at right now. James White, redshirt sophomores in that space, and another guy who was highly recruited with Avery Johnson is running back 3. That's Joe Jackson back there. We could possibly see him in his bowl game as well. Obviously, there's no Ben Sinnott. He declared for the draft couple weeks ago, same week as all the craziness has gone on there around there. Garrett Oakley, we're going to be seeing more of him, the talented redshirt freshman. Will Swanson, the junior, we've seen him quite a bit this season, of course. And then I'm looking down here, Braden Lofton, third string tight end. And then you're going to see the same offensive line there. So that's huge for Avery Johnson. Of course, Avery Johnson's upcoming party was Texas Tech early on this year. You're still going to get Gilliam, of course, Kobe Beebe, All-American, KT Leviston, Hadley Panzer, and Christian Duffy there. As well, this veteran offensive line with 4 seniors on it playing their final game for K-State on Thursday. And then the emergence of Jace Brown, Avery Johnson's, I believe, his roommate and friend, I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Jace Brown, he has really emerged in the second half of the season, really bouncing a couple other wide receivers who had to leave a transfer portal there as well. Jane Jackson is going to get a start, looks like, here. And Keegan Johnson. Can Keegan Johnson continue to I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He's been quite a little bit of disappointment this year, but as the last couple of games, he's really come on. So this is his time to shine right here. And he needs to take a step forward in his football game. Jace Brown as well. He's going to cap off a great, good freshman. Just a true freshman that I'm looking at as well. Avery Johnson. Okay. Avery Johnson And I'm not getting text messages now. Okay. Well, so sorry. I just got a text message and it didn't go to my watch. Okay. I might still have the other one close by. But anyways, look, Avery Johnson, Joe Jackson. Let's see here. Jace Brown. That's three that I counted here. Let's see down here. No, there's another one. Taylor, Gary Oakley. No. So that's three true freshmen. That's Connor Riley's going to be working with, or is working with. That's why I keep saying that. But the moral of the story is, this is going to be really interesting. I'm ready to see if Connor Riley is going to let Avery Johnson loose. You have to let him loose at some point. You might as well let him in this bowl game. Let him make the mistakes, but also he can really hurt you in the ground. And I'm doing research on NC State as I speak right now. So, look, there's still some, despite some... those guys weren't playing anyway, but exception of maybe Treshawn Ward, Benson has been a big factor all year long, so that's going to be a huge miss there. So somebody else is going to have to step up. I'm probably going to put Garrett Oakley in that spot, and maybe Gene Jackson. He's playing his last game as a K-Stater. He's had his hit and misses as well this year, but. He's been, I said early in the year that he's been one of the more consistent wide receivers in the wide receiver room, and it always comes back down to the wide receivers, right? At least on this podcast, because they've been really, since the existence of the Pro Project podcast, the big disappointment. I mean, a huge disappointment for this team. So, if anything, you got to get more consistent play there. And obviously, Trey Spivey. Oh, I forgot about him. I knew I was going to forget somebody. Trey Spivey, another true freshman there. That's four I'm counting there. Seth Porter playing his last game. He's in the rotation. Irwin Nash, a redshirt freshman. Ty Bowman, a junior. So Bowman, he'll be back. So all this talent, and they bring in another class in as well. So this is going to be in. Look. It's a fortune that Treshawn Ward hit the transfer portal, because Avery Johnson and Treshawn Ward, in my opinion, were a lightning duel. No disrespect to DJ. No, DJ's putting his work, and he sent Treshawn packing. I mean, that's proof of the jet chart right there. And he got to start anyways in the beginning of the year. DJ begins beat out Treshawn Ward, because Treshawn Ward comes from Florida State. He just might as well stayed at Florida State. Treshawn Ward should have instead of leaving Florida State, because he was still a major factor in that offense, talking about Treshawn Ward. But it's going to be really interesting to see how this is going to shake out for Connor Riley. I want to see at least use Avery Johnson's tools. Obviously, we know he can run the football. We know he can throw it down the field. So, it's going to be interesting to see how he's going to fare against NC State. Now, obviously, he's not going to be, he's going to be the interim. That's a key word, K-State Nation. Interim coach. I really thought they would go somebody else. In my opinion, that's just my opinion, my podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, going on this Christmas night. But, yeah, that's what I would thought I would have done there. But, hey, you got to try something there. I've heard it from multiple places, other K-State podcasts. We're part of the family of K-State podcasts there as well. So, yeah, it's gonna be really interesting to see how it's gonna play out there as well. But the last time this team was on the field, we saw them score enough points, but the defense didn't do a damn thing. So no Will Howard now. Will Howard all off to USC in that Big Ten situation there now. It was announced earlier today that Connor Riley is gonna move now. I'm not that close to the team. You have to remind people of that. We're not close to the team. We're big fans of K-State sports, and we're graduates. Me and Alex Aiden of K-State University and alums of the Wildcat 919. That's the student radio station who continues to blossom every single year. Shout out to the Wildcat 919, student radio station here in Manhattan, part of the K-State University. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to shake out on Thursday afternoon against NC State. Again, I just started to do a little bit deep dive on those guys. So definitely I will. Hopefully, again, I got some things. Got to take care of on the other end. We'll see how that fares out. But I'm hopeful to get a full preview. Kind of a preview episode here, which I'm working on that right now. So that's kind of the big news coming from K-State football, as kind of things are kind of quiet because it's break for Manhattan, for the K-State students here in Manhattan, Kansas, or wherever they come from to attend classes at K-State. So that's where we're at now. Obviously, the first week is going to be of the new year. It's going to be full of basketball, I believe, there. Obviously, next K-State event is going to be the women's basketball team. That's going to be the last K-State event athletically of 2023 as the K-State women's basketball team with one loss. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, one loss going to Cincinnati for their Big 12 opener against Cincinnati on Saturday afternoon. So, Connor Riley, you're up as an interim offensive coordinator going into this Pop Tarts work against NC State. We'll see how it all shakes on out. And remember, the last time somebody interned for OC, it became a job permanently. I'm talking about Colin Klein dissecting LSU a couple years ago there with Skylar Thompson there, and that led him to be the OC. So if everything looks shaken out, he could be the next one. But we'll just have to wait and see. On Thursday afternoon, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available whenever we post content. We've been on the roll lately to close out the year. So whenever you post content, you are right there in the thick of it with the rest of the K-State podcast, Three Mall Podcast, Bosco Boys, Alec-E-Ville, Alec-Cats, and of course, the Pearl Project Podcast, part of the family, K-State family. Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on which has been a busy Christmas day across the board, whether it's NFL, podcasting, or friends and family. Eddie Greer, Alex A. and the Pearl Project Podcast wraps this thing up here, and this will come out tomorrow morning at some point, so definitely make sure if you're not already subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. Again, Connor Riley will be the interim OC, the offensive coordinator, coming up in a Pop-Tarts Bowl on Thursday when K-State, your K-State Wildcats, 25th-ranked team in the country, taking on the 18th-ranked North Carolina State Wolfpack. Go Cats!